Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. We are thrilled that you're with us today. We're going to be in the studio for 3 hours. When I say us, it is Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Hey, hi, Steve.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Heard great things about the weekend.
Yeah, we want to hear all about it.
Well, you know, we did it. Thank you. We had a really amazing weekend at our Intimacy in Marriage Intensive. It was in Dallas. And it's just one of those. I think it was the best, of course, we've ever done. Mylon and Kay were just incredible in all that they did. And I can't say enough about the change that changes people were willing to make. One guy at the very beginning, he came up to me and he says, I don't know if I should leave my wife or not.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And so I said, well, you know, I would say no.
And not before the weekend's over, right?
No. And
stick
before
it out.
It's over with, he's saying, thank you. Thank you for being so direct with me. And he had made a commitment to stay, which is just what happens there.
That happens so often.
So I want to say two things about it. When you support New Life, you're really supporting some people in impossible situations getting help. And then secondly, if you're in an impossible situation, if your marriage is impossible, you absolutely can't stand the person. If you're an atheist, it's hopeless. Yeah, really, you should think there's no. But if you believe in God and you believe God's power can work in you. Now, see, I believe that if you're a Christian, the power of the Holy Spirit enables you to do some things that, you know, most people normally couldn't do. I also think if you're not a Christian, that God pulls you to Him. God is drawing you to Him and His Son. And I think God helps you if you ask God to help Him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a Christian for God to help you, because I think that's how God draws folks to Him. And sometimes,
yes,
you know, things have to be pretty desperate before we're ever even willing to, to let anything happen or think about, wow, maybe there is something, someone greater than myself that might help. So we had a great weekend.
I heard something about what you did the last session was different and had quite a response.
Yeah, I got my first standing ovation at a weekend.
Wow, in 30 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's not the first standing ovation ever.
Oh,
but
at
that situation, it's not really meant to be. But I just had so many things on my heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just shared things and people responded to it.
Wow.
And I felt both Mylon Kay and myself, we were so in tune with what the people were going through.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when somebody goes to Every Man's Battle, they are our counselors are just so there with them. Anyway, I hope that if you've got a marriage that needs some help, why not? I mean, why not?
I know. I wish every marriage would go to this weekend, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's so hopeful.
Well, there was one couple there. I hadn't been married long, and I just thought, wow, this guy, he is the one that wanted help.
Wow.
And he got it. And I thought, they got 20 years that other people won't have, because he said, we got to fix this thing.
Yeah.
So pretty exciting. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We're here for 3 hours. You got three people, 3 hours. We're going to give you more than $3 worth of wisdom right here on New Life Live. Really glad you're with us today. 1-800-229-3000. Going right to those phone calls right after this. So glad that we can help you. Whatever it is you need some help with.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hello, we are back. Glad you're with us here today on New Life Live. Dr. Jill Hubbard, she's written a lot of great books. The Secrets Women Keep.
A lot, yeah.
Well, The Secrets Women Keep.
Yeah.
The Secrets Women Don't Keep. Yeah. Would be another good book. That'd be great.
That's
by the way, they ask a group of little elementary
kids.
That's
my next one.
If somebody tells you a secret, how many people can you tell? They said five.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know why that was the
Well, it's a developmental marker when a child can keep a secret instead of sharing it, because there's the early stages, they get a secret and they got to tell somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's a developmental stage that changes to where they hold it.
Okay, so I said we go right to the phone calls, but I got to tell you the story.
Okay.
So Amelia gave my wife and I this little card, and she said, now the teacher said to give this to you as an encouragement. And she said, but I know you don't need encouragement. And Misty said, why don't you think we need encouragement? Because you're perfect. I don't know what marker level there is of development where a 9-year-old no longer thinks the parents are perfect.
Yeah, where you fall off the pedestal.
We're trying to delay that.
With teachers, it's about fourth grade.
Well, she's in the fourth grade.
By fifth grade, for
just
sure.
By fifth grade, the teachers are fallible.
Okay, so let's go right over here to Eddie. And see, he's from Fort Worth. That's where I went to seminary. Had a great time there. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing all right. So here we have this little talk show. People like you call us. How can we help you? We want to help.
Well, my question, first of all, I relate a lot to Steve. I've read three of the books. I've read four of the books and everything. Long story short, I'm a narcissist. I guess you'd call me a recovering pornography addict for over 40 years.
And mm-hmm.
I'm trying to learn how to get a handle on my narcissistic outburst.
Okay.
My wife and myself have narrowed it down that I have one about every 5 to 6 months.
Okay. All right.
And now, I'd like to get it before the outburst.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great. And I can see why you would say you relate to me. Now, Eddie,
I've read three of your books. I mean, I relate tremendously to you. So,
well, I'm so grateful, and I want to just say this, that us narcissists that know we are better than all the narcissists that don't. And then secondly, if we're a narcissist and we know we're, and we've actually gotten some help for something, that makes us kind of a rare breed of narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
right.
but not everything, of course, gets fixed in a lot of ways. And so Is there any, have you found any common trigger every 6 months that leads to one of these huge, huge outbursts? Anything that's in common with those?
That would be a question I had to ask my wife. I'm not sure because I just had one recently, just a week or so ago, mm-hmm. and I felt it coming on.
Oh, okay, well, what happened? Was there anything that brought it on in your mind?
No, not in my mind. I felt on edge. Is the only one I felt on edge.
All right.
And I told her about a week. I told her that I felt it coming on, but I didn't know how to. Anyway, long story short, Sunday after church, I had a blow up. Okay. I mean, it didn't last very long because I'm trying to learn how to stop it before it happens.
Okay.
Which is a lot better than it has been for 21 years.
Mm-hmm. And you can't think of anything that happened, anything spoken about at church, anybody you bumped into at church, anything that might have caused you to go from being on edge to going over the edge. Nothing you can think of, or is there?
Not really, Steve. I'm sorry.
Because and the reason why Steve is asking, Eddie, I mean, first of all, it sounds like, you know, you get in a spot where you're feeling uneasy, you're feeling on edge, you know, everybody goes through those times. But for people that are more narcissistic, they have what's called a narcissistic injury, and that's where something is said or something happens that feels very wounding and feels intolerable. And so that's when you get the big reaction a lot of times. And so that's, I think, Steve, what you're fishing for.
It may not be on the spot. It may build.
That's true.
So when Steve's asking for what precedes it, what's been building?
Yeah, what is the agitation around?
Yeah.
It could be anything. It could be just the smallest.
Yes.
Actually, I don't know how to say it other than being it could be the stupidest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit and boil on it instead of talking about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So here's a key. You know that song or the poem, No Man is an Island? It was a poem before. It's a lyric of a song, but it's also a piece of a poem. It's the title of a famous poem, No Man is an Island. Well,
right.
Never has there been a more famous lie because narcissists are islands. And the challenge for you, me, and many men who are not narcissists, bring it to relationship. And, I mean, there are just things that we just think, I got to deal with this, or I don't want to go through the messiness of bringing it into relationship. But I tell you, one of the keys for guys like us is when that little thing nags at you, you bring that right into relationship. Mm-hmm. Honey, I feel this, and here's what, or not even a feeling. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm kind of obsessing about, and you just never know. And it could be something that starts it as remote as somebody you meet or something, and you compare them and you feel bad about yourself, and then another little thing adds on top of that. Somebody complains about something, and pretty soon, that wound that leads to narcissism, all of a sudden, it's right back in the reality of your life. But
my wife is a strong, I love my wife. Because she's actually stood beside me with this. I mean, we separated for 6 months. Kind of got me a wake-up call. But she's learned to not, I don't want to call it ag on, but she's not.
She's responding rather than reacting more. And you can't expect her to be perfect at that. She's going to react sometime. But hopefully she's saying, oh, this has nothing to do with me, has everything to do with him. And she responds rather than reacts to try not to build it up. Now, the question here is, have you done any kind of work with anybody to deal with that childhood experience or group of that led to, you know, what we would call kind of a defective coping mechanism called narcissism? Have you dealt with that little boy who got hurt?
I haven't dealt with it. I love the way you said that just now, because she actually brought that to my attention, that I've gotten hurt back when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So one day I prayed about it, and God just let everything, the floodgates opened.
Mm.
I started thinking back about when I was a kid, and everything seemed to get teary-eyed now. But,
well, what was it? What makes you teary-eyed? What happened back then, or didn't happen that could have, that makes you teary-eyed when you think about it?
I was always told I was worthless. I was never going to amount to anything. I was beaten, was abandoned, all these things, and for the longest time I kept it hid.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like I said, my wife has done a lot of research. I went to a Christian counselor one time, but I knew something was wrong with me. But she made it out to be all my wife's fault. Well, I knew it wasn't all my wife's fault. I knew that. I just didn't know how to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the pornography, I guess that was an escape, maybe. I don't know. But my narcissist outburst, I love my wife and my kids to no ends, and I would do anything for them. And when she called me, she sent me a narcissist checklist one time, and I read it and it started bawling, because every one of them hit me. All 14 checklists hit me.
Right. Okay. So, all right, I want to help you, and then I want Jill and Dave to chime in here. But look, you got the opposite of what you needed and what you deserved as a child. Mm-hmm. And so as a little boy, you figured out a way to survive. And thank the Lord that you did.
Yes.
But now it's one thing to recognize that you were hurt deeply, and it's another thing to heal that. And so the right kind of trauma specialist could help you, and I want us to help you find that person. But you and your wife, if you had been with us in Dallas this weekend, you would have heard about a holding technique that you and your wife could do, and I'm telling you, it's one of the most healing things that a man and a woman can do, I think, for that little boy who needs the healing. And so you're not a bad guy. You've made it, but you've done a lot of work, but you got a longer way to go. I want us to find you a trauma specialist, and then I'm going to send you and your wife this book, Understanding and Loving a Person Who Is a Narcissist. But you guys have to come February. It will be the beginning of your relationship. Healing in a way that I don't know of anything else could. Dave, Jill, what do you guys think?
Well, one of the things that happens when you have an experience like that as a child is you regress back to the grandiose self that's beyond all this stuff, and it becomes a defense against any future hurt. But the hopeful part of where you are today, and what I as I'm listening to you, is you have a lot of insight into yourself, which is a real plus in terms of getting beyond the narcissism that you struggle with. But I think what happens is the grandiose self, the kind of the self that's self-sufficient, that can handle life, gets challenged in some way, and you begin to feel like you can't, and that builds and builds, and finally you explode. That may be one of the ways that it happens.
Right. Well, you want to stay away from that little boy, right? And those feelings of shame and humiliation, right? So that's what the pornography was about for you, Eddie, you know? And that's, you know, trying to stay one step ahead of that. And I would bet that when you get triggered, it's because you're feeling a sense of shame and humiliation. And so that's where what Steve said is so important. You have to bring your shame into relationship, no matter how ridiculous you think what's bugging you is, because I heard you kind of minimize and say, oh, it can be almost nothing. That's right. It can be, but it's tapping into a whole well of something.
Yeah. So I'm really glad that you called, and we're going to get these resources to you, find a resource for you. Not many people can be members of NWCWN, and NWCWN stands for Narcissists Who Know We Are Narcissists, and it's a very rare club.
It really is, but there's a lot of hope, and it means you're not so far down the continuum.
That's the beginning of hope, is to understand.
Yeah.
But did you hear the humility in him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And willingness.
Yes.
See, nobody is beyond hope. Nobody. Some people say, oh, you know, borderline. Well, you can't help that. Oh, narcissist.
No, you
can't help that. Yes. Yes. There's hope. If you let a supernatural God do a supernatural thing. But if you just think that there's no supernatural power, and then you're not willing to work, well, you're right. Things are going to be exactly the way they were. We'll take this break. 1-800-229-3000. We took a long time for that call. We won't for others, most likely. But
that
I'm
was
so
important.
Happy. So happy that you got to hear a man who says, I've got a label on me here, and I want it to be better than what that label projects. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battle, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. And Dave and I just got some great news that the Prison Fellowship Organization has created an amazing partnership with Tyndale Publishers. And they've created this Prison Fellowship Life Recovery Bible. And these prisoners get this journal called the Inside Journal. And all they have to do is tear off a card and they fill it out and they get a free Prison Fellowship Life Recovery Bible. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And there's a Spanish version as there is in Life Recovery. You can also download Life Recovery onto your phone. Pretty cool. So let's go now. What a call that was. 1-800-229-3000. If you you know, want to join us right here, we would love for you to. Maybe we can take a little lighter subject here, because that's heavy. To hear that somebody is beaten and told you'll never amount to anything, it just gets me. But let's right now, let's how about we talk with Dinah or Dina or Donna? Is it Dinah? Which one?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
How can we help today? What's going on?
My question is, when Christ returns,
mm-hmm.
do you know anything where in the Bible, say like there's small children, little mm-hmm. children who haven't grown up in a Christian home or had Christmas, you know, been around much about being a Christian and what, you know, Jesus and all that is about. Do you know if there's an accountability age limit on children?
Seven.
Heaven
goes. No, I don't.
Seven because it rhymes with heaven.
Yeah, seven. And no, I don't know of an age. And of course, we know that children develop at different levels or speeds, mm-hmm. and so there wouldn't be a specific number. It would depend on a child and all of that. I know that God loves children a lot, and then of course it begs the question as to us wanting to help you more, and we want to know why you're curious about it.
I don't know. It just had been coming to my attention mm-hmm. in the last little bit since a lot has been, you know, talked about Christ's return, and I know a lot of children who haven't, you know, been brought up in Christian homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you this: they're going to get the benefit of the doubt because mm-hmm. in an era where both women and children were kind of viewed as property, they weren't really considered for their true value. The children were kind of moved out and away from Jesus. He said, wait just a minute. And he said, you bring them to me. And also, he makes a reference to anybody that hurts a child. He says this. He says that the child's angels are in the presence of God, making sure that nothing ever is missed by God. I just think that's a beautiful picture of God knows that this is an evil, fallen world. Angels mm-hmm. know it, and God sees it. And that's why God is there. God's not gonna prevent somebody from having free choice. And when that's used to hurt somebody, he's there with his comfort immediately. Jill, Dave, your thoughts?
Well,
what do you guys think?
You know, I've always been taught that we are accountable to the degree that we have exposure. True. So for what we yeah. are exposed to and what we know, that's what we're accountable for.
And also it includes the idea of being able to discern the difference between right and wrong in a true sense, so that mm-hmm. I know that I'm a sinner and that I can understand what it means to accept Jesus as a Savior. Until a certain age, that has no meaning to a child. And five, six, seven, somewhere in there, a child can begin to understand that. And that's what's traditionally been called the age of accountability.
Right. But even younger than that, kids show a curiosity about God.
Curiosity about that. But they don't really grasp it. It's like they understand it at a certain level, and they need to expand it. Mm-hmm. And once they expand it to understand how it takes care of the wrong inside of me.
Yes.
Then accountability, the ability to do that is traditionally the age of accountability.
And, you know, the thing I love is that the Bible makes sense. God's teachings make sense. People don't get punished for something that they don't know. But he's very clear that, you know, that God reveals himself in different ways mm-hmm. to folks. And it's that level, I think, of revelation that we're exposed to. It's very different. If you're raised Christian family, you rebel against that, don't want any part of that, than if you're raised in a family where Christ is not even talked about. Different thing. Let me send you a copy of our 100 Days of Prayer book. I think you're going to like that. I think it'll be good for you. Hope you'll like it. And there goes another break. When we come back, we'll talk to you. 1-800-229-3000. Really glad you're with us. And I tell you, I'm just continuing to beam over lives changed from our Intimacy and Marriage Weekend. What a gift to say to your wife, honey, on Valentine's weekend, we're going to go to a marriage conference where I'm going to go to work on me. Whether you work on you or not, that's not the issue. I'm going to work on me. Isn't that great? Wouldn't that be super? Let me tell you something. If intimacy is a problem in your marriage, go to the workshop. But just saying I will go to the workshop, that takes care of certain intimacy problems right there. Oh my goodness. People respond to willingness to get help and humility. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call for that.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And joining me at the workshop, Larry Sonnenberg was there. He's in the studio right now. Larry, it was a phenomenal time, wasn't it?
It was pretty amazing, Steve. Mm. And some of the testimonies at the end really gave voice to that.
What was one that stood out for you?
Well, there's a couple, but I want to tell you about one. There was a young man there. He's a real tall, good-looking guy, great smile, personality. He's from India, and he goes by Raj. And he shared that he doesn't share our faith, and he first went to Every Man's Battle. And at Every Man's Battle, he shared that in India, he started viewing porn as a young boy, and he just thought it was normal and thought marriage would take care of the need to have pornography, and it didn't. And he knew he needed to do something. I don't remember. I think it was maybe reading the book Every Man's Battle is what brought him to the workshop.
Yeah.
And he just said how amazed he was at that workshop, that what Jason taught him, the community of guys. He's in sustained victory with Doug Barnes, and he said, that's just a miracle. He said, I am so indebted to New Life. And then he brought his wife to this workshop. And at this workshop, he just was, again, just blown away at the tools that they got and that the things that they learned together as a couple. He said, I love New Life. This is a non-Christian guy.
Wow.
His second, maybe, Becky thinks he maybe went to Take Your Life Back first, and we haven't looked at that yet to see. But he's been to at least two workshops as a non-Christian, says, I love New Life. I love what you guys do. I don't know how I can ever pay you back for what you've done in my life.
Wow.
Well, I actually talked with him at one of the breaks, and he had his beautiful wife there, and we were talking about how so often somebody has a problem with pornography will be attracted to a beautiful woman and then think, that's all I need. And, of course, It has nothing to do with her. The problem gets worse after marriage. He's the one that sought help.
Yeah.
She did not know he had a problem.
Right.
And I want to honor him for that. You know, we've got enough commercials on TV where, you know, the woman is saying, my stupid husband this and all that. We need to honor men. He's one of those honorable guys. And I'm just saying, I think God has a great plan for him and is drawing him to him.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing, you know, he could have said, you know, I'd like to take care of this, but the only people really doing anything about this are Christians, and I'm not a Christian, so I'm not going to go. But he didn't let any excuse stand in the way. But I just want to say to folks, when you support us, you're supporting us meeting the needs of somebody like that who is predisposed to think that all Christians are weird and strange and all of all of that. So, go ahead, Larry.
Well, it's the reason that we ask people to support us. It's the reason. It's because life change is all we're interested in, helping people see what God can do in your life, what the power of Jesus and what happens to you. It's just amazing. And I want to encourage you. I feel like I'm saying the same thing every time I'm on, but I'm going to keep doing it because people are listening and responding. We need your help. We need a one-time gift, if that's what you can do. We need some special gifts. You know, we need a bump. We need something that will help us to the next level or get us through the month. We also need Club New Life givers, $30 a month or more. And when you give $30, we have this flash drive. And the flash drive has 71 teachings on it from New Life. And you guys have some of the teachings on it, Jill and Dave and all the other radio hosts. But you also get access to our video library. And I think the latest thing that I saw on the notes this morning that's going up there was Mylan did a series on recycled pain. I've told you, the teaching is phenomenal. You guys are amazing.
And that's what we do, just to say thank you for being part of the giving family of New Life. It's a totally different family.
So call us at 800-639-5433. That's 800-NEW-LIFE. You can go online to newlife.com, or if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, because I'm an old-fashioned guy, you can write us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609.
Amen. Call us.
Thank you.
Help us. We need your help. One-time gift or be a Club New Life member. You will not regret it. All right, let's talk to Charles. Brandywine, Maryland. WAVA is the station. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you? I don't really have a question. I have a comment. I don't know if you remember me a couple weeks ago. I called you guys. I struggled with suicidal thoughts.
Veteran. Oh, yeah, that was. We were talking about suicide that day. That's right. Wow.
Yeah, you were. I just wanted to say to whoever's listening that you guys saved my life.
Wow.
How's that? What happened?
Well, you know, I was just in a really bad place that day, and talking to you guys really helped me out. I've got a great wife that's very supportive. I listen to you guys every day. As a matter of fact, the only channel I listen to is WAVA. But just something about your program touches me. Aww. Every day, no matter what it's about, it does. And I just want people out there to know that calling in does help. Talking to somebody that can relate to what you're dealing with helps.
Well, I'm so thankful,
Charles,
that
you
called.
Thank
you
so much.
That you have some hope. That's what I hear, that you have some hope. And that's a wonderful blessing to us. And you know, people.
I do. Well, I just got the Bible you guys sent me. I just got it Saturday. And, you know, I don't normally give to radio stations because I don't necessarily believe that everything goes towards what they say it does. But I do want to become a New Life member and donate to you guys because you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I am so grateful for that. And
we're so happy, Charles.
So anybody who is a supporter, I mean, this is your phone call, not just ours. And boy, is that ever pretty wonderful to hear. So let's pray for him, you know, and keep him in our prayers. And I'm excited.
I know.
Really
when somebody goes from despair to hope, oh, that's awesome.
That's what we're talking about. All right, well, why don't we talk with Eric here, Canton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eric, how are you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good. What's going on?
Well, I have a question. I'm a very practical person, and I mean, I go to church. Everything's good there. Have a good pastor. Everything's fine. But I just kind of, I don't know, I just kind of want a new perspective on, or a different perspective on things. There's some people I need to forgive that have done things to my family, and I really don't want to. So I know you're supposed to, but what does that look like? I mean, it's been quite a while, and yeah, what's that all look like?
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like that somebody that hurt you gets to continue to hurt you when they don't deserve it. So when you forgive, you're not doing one thing for them. You're just you're just saying, I'm not going to allow you one more minute to waste my life and hurt my life. I'm letting you go because you're not important. And so to do that, I'm going to have to grieve what you took from me. And I'm going to have to accept you as
that's happened.
All of, yeah. But the reason you do it is so you can be free, not to free them, but it's for you.
It doesn't involve the other person,
right,
Eric?
And I understand that. I get the principle behind it. And you're a pretty shallow person if you say that you forgive somebody, but you really don't mean it. In my heart, I don't want to. I can't stand these people.
Why don't you want to?
Because of what they did to us.
Okay, because it was wrong and hurtful?
Well, yeah, it was very wrong. It's a very long story, and I really can't say a whole lot publicly, but let's just say that there was some children involved, and we were foster parents. False accusation equals removal of children, which we were proven innocent and the children weren't brought back to our home, and we had intended on adopting them.
Oh, wow.
That's about all I can say publicly.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I get it. I think all of us get it. We also get it that nothing you feel about that person is going to change that horrible reality. So rather than live back there, and it takes some time to get beyond it, but at some point you have to say, I'm letting these people continue to steal from me, rob from me, and that's what Satan does. Satan steals, kills, destroys. Jesus wants you to forgive them, forgive yourself, and live free. That's what he tells us.
But you don't that's have a gift to like to you. Them.
No, you don't have to like them at all to forgive them. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going
to
go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Orange County, California, Saturday, October 6th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to liferecoverygroups.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artemer here. You know, Jill, you said something really interesting. You said you don't have to like somebody to forgive them. Well, I don't think people hear that very often.
Well, I think that's true. It's like a lot of times we think forgiveness is that we're just like one big happy family and you just have all this love for them. And that's not it at all. You don't have to like them. You don't have to think they're a great person because, you know, what you're doing is you're kind of separating yourself from them by forgiving.
Yeah, you don't treat them any different than the way you treat them now. You don't have anything to do with them. Your forgiveness is strictly for your own benefit. So it's canceling a debt that can never be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there is this period of protest, Dave, we were talking about, that we, you know, think that Eric is in.
Yeah.
He's still protesting.
Yeah, that's part of the grieving.
It's time to get out of it is right.
Mm-hmm. Because life is not fair. Horrible things happen. But you want to free yourself from that person. And Dave's got a great book, Forgiving What You Can't Forget. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send that to you.
That would be a good one for
him. That will be a blessing. And you just don't want to forget that there is a grieving process that goes through. And they've really stolen something from you.
Yeah.
And you just want the thievery to quit. So I'm glad you called. A lot of people struggle with forgiveness. And we're really sorry for what happened. Final caller, Washington, D.C., WAVA, and that's going to be Maria. Let's talk to Maria. Maria, I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. How can we help you today?
Oh, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Well, I just have a question here. We know that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So my oldest brother had a massive stroke. He didn't want to live. He died. My middle brother died at 62. He also had a stroke, but he didn't have any paralysis of his extremities. And I went to see him in New Jersey after he had gotten transferred out of the hospital. So I guess my question is, I'm still grieving. I am seeking professional help, you know, with counseling. I've been in grief share, but it has not resolved my problem. And my problem is that I didn't get a chance to tell my brother goodbye. There were so many things on my heart that I wanted to tell him. I went to see him on a Saturday. That Monday, I got a call from my youngest brother that he died at 9 a.m. So there's so many things that I wanted to say. I didn't get a chance. Yeah. And I don't know why I had to hurry up and come back home because I'm a retired registered nurse. So I wasn't working. And so at first I had a question. I was saying, well, why didn't God allow me to say my goodbye to my brother? Now, when my father died, Daddy died in my arms. And I was able to tell Daddy everything that was on my heart, how I really loved and appreciated him.
I want Dave to give you an answer here, so hold on.
Maria, you can still tell him because he's still alive in your mind.
Yeah.
And you can write him a letter. I have people write a letter saying the things that they wanted to say before they died, and then take it to the gravesite and read it, or read it to somebody else in the family, and you go through the process of doing it. And
to get the things off your chest.
It gets
to express
it out of you. And you're also then telling it to the internalization of that brother, that we all have our loved ones internalized in our head, and he continues to live there and he can hear it. It's something you do by faith.
You know, you have to turn the regret and all of that into some kind of gratitude, looking at a time you had together that was a good time. And but you can see how you were saying, why didn't God let me? Well, you know, people, it's actually kind of rare that people have an opportunity to say goodbye the way they want to. Mm-hmm. It's fortunate when that happens. But, you know, my dad, he just had a massive heart attack, and I had a lot of things I wanted to say and a lot of things I wanted to do with him. But it's just, it's an unfortunate reality in this fallen world in which we live. I'll send you Healing as a Choice. I think that'll help you. It's helped a lot of people. That's going to come your way. And I'm really glad you called. We're going to do two more programs, and let me give you the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. We can't thank those enough that support this ministry. It's kind of a ministry that you really hope you don't ever need. We've got an 800 number. You really kind of hope you don't ever have to call. We do workshops for problems that you might hope you never have. But that's why we're here, because there's sometimes you need extra additional help, and that's what we're here for. And for people to suffer alone, just like we talked to this gentleman about bringing things into relationship, well, bring your struggle to somebody else and let us help you. We've been doing it 4 years. Now, we've got some special things I want to remind you. On October the 5th is our Everyman's Battle workshop, and that's in Washington, D.C. And you can use every excuse in the book to continue in whatever it is that you do with pornography. But what a great gift to yourself when you finally say, no more. That's what we want for you. No more. You call us. 75% of the men that come, the woman makes the first call. You will never regret this. It's probably, you know, if you're afraid, if you're a people pleaser, things like that, this is a great way. We tell you how to tell him. It'd be great if you went. So you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. No matter what you have going, we've got something for you. On the 6th of October, out there in Irvine, California, Mariners Church, we're doing our Life Recovery Conference. We'd love for you to join us for that. It's a great day, whether you are into the 12 steps or not, whether you run a group or not. We'll equip you, we'll inspire you and encourage you. Our 30th anniversary is at that same church on October the 19th. Very excited about that. 7 p.m. Mariners Church, gifts, refreshments. It's going to be a great time. And wow, think about it. 30 years we've been doing this. 1988, some men came to me and said, we want you to start an organization. We'll get the money for it. And I said, what kind? They said, you get to pick. And that's when we started helping people with severe problems and helping people stay out of trouble and prevent those problems. Intimacy and Marriage is February the 15th, and our Israel trip, along with our side trip to Rome, that's March the 16th in 2019. If you register between now and September 30th, you get the special early birdie discount. And that's what we want for everybody here. Well, I hope and pray that you keep this program a secret like those little children do, that you at least tell five people about it. we want folks to know that we're here, and we hope and pray that maybe you know somebody that could really benefit from hearing this program. Just tell them to tune in. There are a lot of ways you can. There might be a local station. There's Sirius XM, channel 131 at 12 noon Central Time. It adjusts for every, you know, it's 10 in the Pacific, 1 in the East. Also, our app, the New Life app, you get the app, you touch it, and the program is on. So it's on everywhere if you have the app. We would love for you to have that. And don't forget, anybody that supports us, $30 a month here on our 30th anniversary. We have tried to pull out all the stops. You get access to this amazing video library that we're just building and building and building. Then also, we send you a thumb drive teaching. This is our way of saying thanks. 71 teaching, the best teaching. John Townsend, Henry Cloud, Dave Stoop, Jill Hubbard, all of us have contributed to this. And, you know, I was talking to a lady. She just said, this saved my life. The trouble I was going through, I had those teachings. That's our way of saying thank you for joining Club New Life. If you're already a member and you want that, just $10 more a month, we'll upgrade you. Thanks for joining us. 1-800-229-3000 for the next 2 hours. Come be a part of our new lives and your new life, too. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life.
We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.